Well, a very good evening out there, and thanks for tuning in to us here on Radio Kerry this evening for another Terrace Talk. And of course, in tonight's show, we look back at the weekend's action. We'll have four live races from Clarny, and of course, and we'll have the hurling and football, minor county football draws, championship draws. That's after 7 o'clock as well. And if you want to get in contact with us, there's plenty of you have already. 0667123666 or text us on 083 300 300, and let us know what's on your mind, and there's plenty. Well, Liam Broston and John Kennedy join us. Anything happened the weekend, lads? Are you going anywhere?
Oh, meeting
anywhere?
Quite nice. Quite weekend. Quite
nothing, yeah. Nothing going anywhere.
Nothing very exciting.
Nothing
though.
Exciting. Watching any television or?
Oh, soccer was interesting. All right.
Good England loss. Yeah, absolutely. We feel kind of like that, don't we? We have to avoid this show. Very disappointing, I suppose, is probably, we'll open with that anyway. Disappointing for the fans that went up, disappointing for the players, disappointing performance. It's kind of the word. I mean, lots of people on, and we'll get through some comments as well, maybe on the harsher side of disappointing as well. But overall, Liam, your takeaway?
Yeah, I suppose, look, the wind has been taken out of our sails a small bit, all right. But yeah, and look, there's no one going to be more disappointed than the players and the management themselves. And always after a defeat, it's raw. It's raw between the support. It's raw between everything, and you'll always pinpoint and nitpick and stuff like that. But
does the manner of the defeat make it more disappointing? I mean, sometimes you lose a game and you lose it, and you go home and you say, God, look, the team that beat us were 10 times better than us, or whatever it was. But it's the disappointing manner of defeat, maybe.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we're, unfortunately, we're getting used to, because we've been losing big games now in the last couple of years, games that we should have been won. No, that can do like last year, up the 3 points twice against Dublin. No, still come out at the wrong end. No, this was a game that it was there for us. Even though Armagh, and without holding my hands up, Armagh were the better team. You know, they had everything down to a T. You know, their game planned a whole lot. But going in at half time, and I was even talking to Joe at half time, like everything, Kerry were moving nicely. You know, we were moving the ball, we were after kicking our points, we were 4 points up going in. You know, everything was as we say, hunky dory, but it just fell to pieces completely in the second half. And you would wonder why, and I know we have ideas in our head and we can pinpoint them, but no, it was a kind of a collapse completely. But still, to be fair to the lads, this, you know, even we're down the pint going into the extra time, they came back and brought it into the extra time, and but you could see, looking at the body language, our legs were gone. Mm-hmm. And Armagh were buzzing, and my fear before it was that, you know, we've been saying, we don't want to be a broken record here, but we've been saying it all year that we haven't been hitting the highs that we could have. And I'm a firm believer that you can't click a switch. You've got to show some bit of a spark. And for all year through the league, I was at nearly all the league games, and even through all the round robin games and the championship and stuff like that, I didn't see anything really. And we were always hoping that we were peaking at a certain. That's what we were hearing. That's what I was hearing, and I've been told, oh, we're waiting to peak. But no, it wasn't to be, and that's the worrying part of it, you know, because since 22, you know, we knew from the league, we won the league, geez, they were going well, there was games I was going up to, and we were saying, yeah, we're going to win this game, even yesterday going up the road, the closer, or Saturday going up the road, the closer it got to 5 o'clock, the more worried I was getting, because Armagh were in these.
Weren't that worried in the car with Tim there, were you?
Well, I was worried with Tim driving more than anything else. But Armagh were after playing Donegal, they were after playing Derry, they were after playing Galway, playing Roscommon. You know, they were all Division 1 teams. Mm-hmm. You know, they were tried and tested, they got over the line. No, we didn't. We hadn't been tried and tested, even though Derry was a pedestrian pace game. You know, there was guys soling the ball, walking in the Derry game. So we didn't know where we were yesterday. Or Saturday, sorry. But yeah, it's a disappointment, really.
Really?
That's my rant over.
4 minutes later, and it's still just a disappointment, isn't it?
It's a disappointment. And it's a worrying disappointment.
Yeah. John Kennedy, when they will sit down, and I'm sure they will sit down as a group and watch that game, it still was there for us. We still had it won at several stages, and even though I suppose at we nearly lost it in full time, and Dylan Gainey got that wonderful point, and even when we went 3 points down in extra time, we pulled two back fairly quickly. I mean, Killian Burke kicked a great point and gave another one to Paddy and the whole lot. They will still feel that they still had it in their grasp. They had it somewhere along the way. But when you go back and you kick 14 wides, mm-hmm. when you miss an amount of goal chances, and when you give up I suppose the goal chance was you know, it was a mistake. That's what it is. It happens. It happens to the best of everybody at times, and you still kind of counter at it, and you keep going. But when the weight of all those mistakes lie down on top of them at the end of the day, will that hurt the most?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Look, it's one that was left. And I think that I've said this for the last few weeks with Liam here, like, you know, those games in the groups, learning nothing from them. No intensity, foregone conclusion, you're going to win. Bringing on lads with last 15, 20 minutes, nothing to be learned from it. The other side, Armagh, have gone through real battles. Mm-hmm. Tried a lot of players, and their big players seem to be coming to form at the right time, like Oisin O'Neill. Charlie Oakburns hadn't played in the last two games. He had a huge influence the last day. Having said all that, we were in a position to win the game. We were 4 points up, and it happens, players. Tom Sullivan had a great chance. You know, it's a rant I've been going on with for some time. Forwards score naturally. Backs have to work at it. And I think if you're a natural forward in that position, maybe fist the ball over the bar, maybe cipher it into the corner of the net. Can you imagine if David Clifford or Shawnee Shea got that? You know, Jason Foley had a chance off his left leg afterwards, and then in extra time, you know, when it went into the goalie from Dylan Casey, they broke up the field, and Turbot, who had come back on. I thought Armagh worked their bench very well. They took off Turbot, but they brought him back on. He kicked two scores in extra time. Yeah. But a worrying aspect was two things. The style of play we have, we are ponderous, from defence to attack is slow, and our fitness levels and our lads cramping, big question marks about it. Now, you can say that when you're in the ascendancy and things are going with you, like Armagh had, and a huge following, it lifts you. But we were struggling, some of our players, with the exception maybe of Killian Burke when he came on, he showed great aggression. You know, won a throw-in, won a pint, took on the defence. That's what we needed. We didn't get it. And I think it was illustrated with the last play of the game, the ball that dropped short. We were all up the field. We had no defensive structure. Mm-hmm. I know the game was up and we were going for the equaliser. But when Turbot got it, like, he went in turbo and he went. And what did he do? He fisted the ball over the bar.
The difference in the mentality in that, John, is that if that was us, if the shoe was under the other foot, we probably would have played the ball backwards.
Yeah.
Whereas they went forward.
They went forward.
And they were attacking.
And, like, you'd have to give credit, like, as a forward, and I kick many wides myself, when you look at the likes of Oisin O'Neill, you look at Stephen Campbell, you know, you look at Rory Grogan, these guys, O'Neill in particular, he kicked some massive scores, like, but he went for it. Mm-hmm. He didn't turn back and give it back. He went for it. And you know, the Kerry management will be very disappointed. You know, they had their job done. The players on the field, some of them didn't deliver, and you know that's something they'll carry. Not being cocky or anything, it was an All-Ireland that was there for the four teams, and it's easy to say that because when you're in the last four, one has to win it. But Dublin were gone, and it was a really, really good chance. And I think this team has underachieved, to be honest. You know, I think that we have ability, but maybe we can blame the group for not having competitive action. Questions not being asked, and it's difficult to turn it. But I think maybe our style of play, we're stifling two of the best forwards in the game, and Shawnee Shea and David Clifford.
I guess at that point with Liam, the way the game has gone, this is the way the game has gone. I mean, we saw the last.
Can we not switch the game back to where we want it?
But there's the point. Yeah. How many times have we played that kind of swashbuckling game, and you know we became a cropper that way as well? But my question is, Liam, is that do we have to develop players in a different way now to play this particular game, or do we keep continuing producing the good full forwards and the whole lot but not being able to play them in the game? Because obviously, look, Shawnee Shea, Paddy was on an awful lot of ball, David Clifford, I suppose, to an extent, didn't get the ball that he would be good at winning and giving him that chance. So we go down this route where we have developed a style of play which we have to, in a sense, because every other county is basically at it and running it and the whole lot. But do we have to produce different style players now?
Not really, no. I don't think so, because there was opportunities there the weekend to move the ball quickly.
But the simple fact about it, and I looked at today, I mean, the amount of times that we were put into corners where players couldn't hand pass the ball off their weaker hand, where they couldn't kick pass the ball off their weaker foot, we were always the county that had the best skill, we had the best speed, we had the best flair and the whole lot. But when it was really put up to us in Crow Park, in a cauldron where I suppose it was nearly 5-1 against us and supporters the whole lot, we kind of failed.
We did, yeah. But still going back to the point is that we had time to get the ball up to our forwards quickly.
The transition was very slow.
And that has been our problem with the last 12 months.
But why does that break down?
Our mentality is to mind the ball and pass the ball backwards or sideways. Like, I'd hate to be a forward now in the moment in that Kerry team, because I've watched the lads, they're running. David Clifford ran his socks off Saturday, over and back, looking for the ball, and there was no ball kicked into him.
Yeah.
You know? So people are saying that he's not going well and all these things. But if you're a forward in there, you're wasting your time at the moment.
Obviously, Armel looked at David Clifford and said, listen, we can gas him out by running him halfway around the field for a good 30 minutes. And when it came down to it later on in the game, I mean, the wides that he had, they weren't million miles wide, but the tiredness and the tank must have been nearly empty on him.
Exactly, and if you spotted it, they put Barry McCambridge on him, their number five, who got man of the match the week before. He kicked 1-2.
Yep.
No, he's an attacking half forward, so they were trying, a half back, they were trying to get David down the field.
Yep.
No, for the first 10 or 15 minutes, Kerry had to, he was following him, but after a while, David was pointing at Phyllis to track him and stuff like that. But getting back to it again, when we're coming out of defence, fellas are going to get bodies, teams are going to get bodies back, but we have to have a system, and we did it in 22 where we get the ball up the field lively.
Mm-hmm.
But we have players, whatever's in the mentality now at the moment is that it's nearly a solo force with the head down, then it's a pass sideways or a pass backwards.
Yeah. You
know, so we have supposedly the best footballers that we have in the county, so this has to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
This has to and it probably comes at minor level and at under 20 level as well. Now this we don't have to buy into a system that Derry game was an exception, because that would, like I said, that was done at a walking pace.
Mm-hmm.
No, and Derry hardly attacked, they kept all their players back. But this game the weekend, and it was like the game yesterday, you know, there was attacking football in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was times to move the ball, but we didn't. We were up and we were looking down at him, and we were saying, kick the ball, next thing it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
No, so we need to get that out of our system anyway, and number one, I think I agree with John, the style of football we've been playing all year. We did it against Clare, we did it against Cork, you know, we're doing it against the lesser teams, the so-called lesser teams. So we weren't going to have a hope when we go up, and we've been saying it's very early in the year that we probably weren't going to be tested until we got to a quarter final or semi final, and it proved it. But you need to be showing something on the way to a quarter final, semi final, to prove that we can get over the line. And I don't think from very early on in the year it just wasn't happening, because the style of football we were playing wasn't suiting us.
So John Kennedy, plan B next year is go back to our roots, play the way we play, and probably get beaten by more, maybe.
Well, I don't think there's any say we should do this or do that and we'll win. Like the mistake by Shane Ryan when he dropped the ball, and we all made mistakes when we played. It was punished to the hilt. Mm-hmm. But like, take that and Tom Sullivan's chance alone. Isolate those two. We'd have won the game comfortably. We'd be talking about a different game here tonight.
Yeah.
But we didn't. And like Jack O'Connor hit the nail on the head in his aftermatch comments when he said, we gave the supporters oxygen. It was like you turn a switch in the stand, the place erupted, it was a sea of orange, we were under pressure, Armagh lifted, and their leaders lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Our leaders didn't lift. I don't think we had the legs to do it.
No. They had a greater impact off the bench, hadn't they? Brought on, I won't say men in the sense that they were bigger than us, but I mean, they were physically stronger, you know, and they all contributed for that 8 minutes or 10 minutes. Charlie or Burns kicked these points and the whole lot. They kind of bossed us around the place.
They bossed us, and as well as that, when we squeezed up on the kick out and they went long, Armagh, Charlie or Burns pulled down two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was
They won their own kick-outs comfortably long.
Yeah. Their own kick-outs. They have 31 kick-outs and they won 30. They won 30.
Stephen Campbell kicked two exceptional points.
Yeah.
You know, they went for it, and you know, they went to the right side of the post, they went over the crossbar. We went for it and they went to the wrong side.
Yeah.
We hit a couple into the goalie, and you know that you're losing the energy.
Yeah.
It goes through the team, and you know you're looking for somebody to just ignite it. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. And you know, I have to give credit to Armagh. You know, the Kieran McGeaney was under savage pressure.
Absolutely, that was the point.
They have a lot of hurt as well.
He's a guy that I have tremendous respect for as a player, as a leader, as a warrior, and what he's done with Armagh. And you know.
And yet, there was people in Armagh not wanting him near the team this year.
He said, I was talking to an Armagh man after coming out, his term was ratified by a vote at the county board.
The clubs didn't want him.
Yeah. But he's that warrior, and you know, whether it's himself or Paddy Joyce, carry the Sam Maguire at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because they're two great sportsmen. But look, he got them over the line. You could see it afterwards. There was a smile in McGeaney's face. I didn't see a smile in his face for a long time.
You don't smile
to be
often.
Fair. But what an Armagh man. And look, they deserve it, and fair play to them. But the other side of it is the huge support and the lack of support Kerry had. You know, it was alarming, really. Like, yeah, going up the road Saturday morning, there was no traffic. Were we waiting for the final? Is there a disillusionment out there with the supporters, with the type of football that's being played, not alone by Kerry? You know, I spoke to people after the Derry game. They were sick and tired of looking at that type of football. It's not the fault of Jack O'Connor of the management. It's the game we have at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, look, we have loads of comments coming in, and we will get to them after the break. And of course, we will head across there for the 6:25 race as well in one quick minute. 083-300-3300 or 066-712-3666. Keane is on the desk this evening getting all the comments in. Great day, great game, Donal. There was no hard luck stories. Armagh were the fitter team by a mile, and Donny had the inside track, and we might discuss that Kieran Donaghy impact after the break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now let's get through them. We have not addressed how to win close games. How many have we lost over the last 20 years? That's from Pod. Being at the game on Saturday, the Canal Inn, the treatment off the ball that David Clifford got from McKay and McCambridge, it never stopped. Yet two umpires standing with earpieces, never once action taken. Armagh bullied us physically, which was the most disappointing aspect of the whole game. Kerry have too much short passing. They should have left the ball into the forwards a lot more. That's Dermot in to assist. Donal, it's high time to ask the tough questions and discuss the elephant in the room. What, if any, was Kerry's game plan on Saturday? The blanket defence is around for 20 plus years and we still can't figure a way out around it. But Galway showed clearly how they could be done yesterday, defeating Donegal. Another comment coming in: Kerry teams of old would not lose a 4-point lead at half time. Why leave David Clifford at the corner forward when he's been fouled all day is beyond me. Have we lost our confidence in the heat of battles? And that's Sean, and who always loves the programme. Tough programme tonight, Sean. 14 or more wides, 3 missed goal chances. Very hard to win a game this way. But we are Kerry and we will be back, and we'll end on that positive one. The Kieran Donaghy question, we have to ask it, obviously. I mean, he's a thorough professional in everything he does. He's given up a lot of his life as well, above an Armad last number of years. I mean, he really engaged in the project. He's a great backer of McGeaney, of course. This really rises his stock, doesn't it?
There's no doubt about it. Look, it's a huge task, first of all, I suppose. And, you know, quite a lot of Kerry fellas have gone to outside counties, learning their trade, and Kieran went to Armagh. You know, he's obviously adding an awful lot to the setup. You can see the way their forwards played the last day, the way they held the ball, their shot selection and that. And I think, more importantly, Don, his knowledge of Kerry and the players, maybe strengths and weaknesses. But part of a very strong management team, and you know, it's a narrow line, Donal. All is well when you win, and you know, when they were 4 points down, there was a lot of head scratching going on. It could have been totally different, but you know, you'd have to give fierce credit to Armagh. They're a really resilient bunch. Lost the Ulster final in penalties again, had to go the scenic route in a tough group, come out, look, and to do what they did, and in an Ireland final, you know, it's fair play to them. We're disappointed, but you know, it was in the melting pot, and as negative as things are in Kerry, and so many questions being asked, so many chances being missed, the style of play and all that, you know, a kick of a ball at the end of the day, that's how close it is. But what a difference between the winner's dressing room and the loser's dressing room, you know. Euphoria in Armagh, the scenes at the final whistle. You know, I've been in Croke Park.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've been in Croke Park as a player and as a supporter.
That is a question, and it's a fair question to ask Liam. Had we won the semi-final, we wouldn't have created those scenes, would we?
Not at all. I didn't even see Dublin create them scenes the years they've won it. No, the place was hopping.
Yeah.
No, and I suppose, look,
and it's part of the sport, and it's part of the sport. And
there was hunger there as well. If we looked at the Armagh boys, you know, you could see the hunger and hurt. Yeah. I suppose that's a couple, gives you an extra couple of percentages as well on the field. And yeah, but when the music was going, it was hopping all right.
Even in the tunnel afterwards on our way down, I was in the Hogan Stand.
I don't say you were singing.
I'll be honest with you. There was men, women, and children singing the Boys in the County Armagh.
Yeah.
Growing men crying.
Yeah.
You know, kids never saw Armagh in All Ireland final.
Well, I was on the loose on the way home. There was plenty of grown men crying as well. I mean,
they were carrying.
Fair play to them. They came down the road to support their team.
Yeah.
You know, and Kerry were probably favourites in a lot of people's eyes going into the game. But, you know, fair play to them. But fantastic scenes, gracious in victory, I'd have to say that, with Kerry gear on us, passing them out, you know, he'll be back, hard luck.
John Kane, I think he's going for the council.
No, in fairness, no, we'd have to say that.
Hi, Dolan and crew, the lack of goals and the inability to create caught up with Kerry finally. No need for Clifford or O'Shea being on the pitch with the way we're actually playing, totally been marked out of it. Both are playing more defensive roles than offensive, and that's from Brendan in Boston. And thank you, Brendan in Boston, fair play to you for listening in to us this evening. Donald Jack O'Connor needs to rejig his backroom team for next year. An attacking coach must be at it. I suppose, yeah, it's a question. Richard and Killarney. I suppose an attacking coach, I mean, we did create the chances. The one thing I wanted to get to, the amount of turnovers we won in our defence and our much maligned defence at times, I mean, they really stood up, particularly inside the first maybe 45 minutes where they won massive turnovers. And even into extra time, I mean, Barry Dan turned over the ball a number of times. Stephen O'Brien arrived kind of late and pushed three or four Armagh fellas out of it. So, you know, for a lot that's wrong, there was still a lot right.
And that's what we're saying here, like, that we're not too far away. It was only just, and of course when you lose games, it's only small margins anyway, but it's just the way we're set up now. And people are saying, if you looked at Armagh on the weekend, they got the ball to their main players, Rian O'Neill, Turbot, you know, Grugan, all these fellas.
Stephen Campbell.
Yeah. You know, Dublin did it when Dublin were Callaghan, you know, Kilkenny, all these guys. Why can't we get the ball to our guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something wrong there. That the guys.
So you're offering yourself for an offensive coach, no,
but,
Liam Brass,
but I'm just saying, like, it's only a small thing. Like, instead of, like, if you looked at the fellas, like Paul Murphy got the goal against Derry, cornerback. No, Tom Sullivan missed, Paul got the goal this Saturday. Tom missed the shot. It's our full back line that are getting the chances.
It leads us on to the next one fairly nicely. Hi lads, what's the sense in having our star forwards being in our full back line and our full backs being on the other team's square? No wonder they ran out of legs and we have had backs missing scorable chances. The amount of distance, John Kennedy, that modern players are travelling up and down the field in this. I know people say they're playing laterally in the whole lot, but having your cornerback in the target area or in the scoring zone at least maybe 10 times in the whole game, then having to come all the way back to the cornerback, I mean, that must put an awful load on your fitness.
Oh, huge. And like, the running off the ball is incredible. You can see so much on television, but when you see the movement by Armagh and by our lads, in fairness, running off the ball, running 70 yard runs, lung busting runs, like, it's very difficult to keep it going. But I'd agree totally with Liam, you know, fine, our backs have been very prolific in their scoring throughout this campaign, but at the end of the day, natural forwards, it comes easy. And I think that, you know, the top teams, they pick out their go-to players to get the scores when necessary. We couldn't do that the last day. I think it suited Armagh the way it bodies up there. We were crowding it out as well as Armagh, which made it even more difficult. And as I said before, like, you know, Jack O'Connor has been a hugely successful manager. He brought in a kicking game with the minors when we won the All Ireland 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He was the same. That style of kicking, we have to go back to it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We have natural footballers, and it's about evolving and it's about tweaking it a little bit. What he does with his management team remains to be seen, but, you know, Jack will be hurt more than anybody. So close and yet so far. And it's about going away and coming back, playing the system, and maybe there'll be new rules in 2025, which will give more space.
Mm-hmm. Might actually help us.
It might help us, yeah.
We'll embrace them anyway, the thing. Lads, no urgency at all. Not with yourselves, lads. You have loads of urgency tonight. Lots of time. We had no clue how to play the ball. We were very negative, and we always wanted to go backwards first rather than going forwards. We will never win the game that way. Negative football by Kerry. Too many wides. The best team won at the end. we lost it ourselves, no excuse. The best team won, more hunger. Kerry fired too defensive, nowadays not our traditional style. Kerry gave it all they had, but the better team won. Fair play to you, we'll put a star beside it because it's a positive one. We can't have any complaints, lads. We had too many wides and too many mistakes and we did not deserve to win it. We had the chances early on and when they slip away, it always comes back to bite. You can't argue at all with the result. Congratulations, Armagh. I have to say, while there is a negative tone, a lot of people are congratulating Armagh, as is the way, and I suppose that has been key for us down through the years. Donald Kerry are afraid to lose more than driving on to win. Goals are an issue for us. Are we overcoaching goal scoring, taking too many hand passes all the time? Thank you for your comments there. And he flies through his 15th page, I suppose. Best team won, to be fair. Kerry hadn't the answers in extra time. I'd say that, but to be honest, I think we did have the answers in extra time. When we came out, we kicked the first four wides. We created enough chances, Liam Broston, even in extra time, to actually win this game. We had 11 scoring chances. Now, the sad fact is we only took two. So creating chances wasn't our problem, but the execution was.
Yeah, but if you see what the chances fell to, you know, and I think that's coming back to Kieran Donaghy as well. And I know people will say the basketball game and all this, but like, you want to get the ball into your scoring hands.
Is that the other team working so hard to ensure that your three or four scoring players will not get on the ball and they are going to force you to give it to a corner back
and let
force
somebody else beat you
and tell you, listen, the ball's in the hands of the centre back, let him kick it 30-40 yards. But at that stage, they're not. So that's a tactic, obviously.
That's a tactic, and you could see Armagh, like, they were concentrating on the couple of the Kerry main forwards and they were kind of saying, no, you come and beat us, you know, let somebody else. And that's coming from a basketball side of it, because you would often say, let him shoot the ball, you know, because he'd probably not have to shoot all day. Let him shoot and we'll stop the fella that's scoring 20-30 points. And that's the mentality that Kieran had brought to this.
Yeah. And I think the two scores in particular that typified the way Armagh were looking for their goal. I mean, was Stephen Campbell.
Yeah.
Four or five passes. Campbell was coming from the Cusick stand across. No room. He was being really well marked. He kicked it as he caught it.
Yeah.
It came from the hand to the foot in the second, over the bar, and Oisin O'Neill, they isolated him out near the Hogan stand. He kicked a super score from about 35 yards out. They went to the men that could kick it, and they went for it with conviction.
Donald, good evening. Very disappointed after the results on Saturday. We've only ourselves to blame, really. What is it with Kerry support? It was absolutely shocking on Saturday. We were outnumbered massively, and it was a major part on Armagh winning. The support they had was incredible. That's Con Enright in Curragh. We'll keep that maybe to the other side of the break, because I do want to address the supporters, and we have a lot of comments on who was there and who wasn't there and who should have been there and the whole lot, but we will get back to that one for sure. A couple more again. At the I don't know, what does tawny mean in North Kerry?
Tawny.
A few tawny ones here. which we'll have to get
tricky
through.
Tricky enough, I suppose.
Tricky enough, yeah. Well, they're tawny down in South Kerry, so we might leave the tawny ones alone for a while, and we'll get back to a few more of them. But we will get through them, to be fair. The Kerry media, here's a tawny one for it. The Kerry media would want to stop blowing up this Kerry team. There you go, Liam Broston. Enough videos for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Have they been blown up this Kerry team? I know we haven't been in the year to side, because we haven't really been impressed all year. You know, reading the newspapers. Look, you're always your own local guys are always going to encourage and you know, you'll be happy when Kerry are going well. But like, it's, I find that hard to that one not to agree with, that they were blown up, because they really weren't really blown up that much.
Absolutely. Well, they weren't blown up that much. We blew ourselves up. More than anything else. Listen, we'll take a quick break, and back after it, we'll talk more about the game.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, keep going with the comments. Hi, Donal. If the game continues as it's been played now, the kids who are beginning now will be unable to kick the ball. The hand pass is being coached into them all over the place. Hi, Donal. Welcome back. Thank you very much, Charles. At least somebody missed me. Despite everything the lads have said, we were still within touching distance of winning that game. That's what makes it the most disappointing. Absolutely, Charles. Fair play to you. Nice to see you back as well. Why are we playing the game on other teams' terms instead of imposing our own on them? Also, This weights are doing no good. Okay, weights, of course, absolutely. We're all bulked up too much and we've no plan B. That's Frank in North Kerry. And then the final one for this section is, let's see, they have a Goffers man to match. That one kind of snuck in there. I know there was a lot of people coming down giving out about the referee either way, but I mean, the simple fact about it is that the chances we missed outweighs any decision he made either way, and it doesn't come into it. I like this comment. I'm going to read this one out anyway. Great to see Donal in the loose with all the other Kerry fans. There you go. I was in the loose with all the other Kerry fans. And that links on to my next one, which is fair play to the 500 Kerry supporters who travelled. Again, somebody being kind of tongue-in-cheek about the whole thing. John Kennedy, the amount of people that were, and I'll read this one as well, actually. Where was the great Kerry supporters? Most of them fast enough to be on Facebook after the game, so I expect they were at home. Fair play to all those who did travel, they are the real fans. Is there a disconnect with the style of football, Liam? Is there a disconnect with the team, or is there other reasons why we're just not going to Croke Park in big numbers?
Well, I suppose, look, the style of the game anyway is number one, yeah. Because we've met a lot of people in the past number of weeks and months, and people who have been at a lot of Kerry games down through the years, and they said they weren't going to be going anymore watching that rubbish, and they were the comments you'll be hearing. But plus, I think a lot of it as well is the price of it. You know, Dublin, we were only there 2 weeks ago. We're €55 a ticket. No, and I know that people said Armagh can do it and stuff like that, but like, there's hunger there. There's 19 years of getting to semi-finals and stuff like that for the likes of Armagh. No, but there's a lot of reasons, really, John, isn't there?
And I think the number of games, we've said this before, yeah. Like, they'd be starting off to our supporters in club championships in a few weeks' time. There'd be big support for it. Then you've county championship. Then you're back into the inter-county scene again. It's a very expensive, you know. There at the weekend, families, like two or three kids and two parents going up for a game. Tis not a cheap weekend, like.
No.
And the difference this weekend was it was a decent game. It was exciting, even though we lost. And the same yesterday. But the general, there's a disconnect about the style of play, not the way Kerry are playing. It's the way the game has gone.
General, yeah.
It's the way the game has gone. And I think we all want to see a good game with scoring, high fielding and exciting. And it certainly hadn't been that up to the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I have to say, look, I left Croke Park disappointed, I suppose, on Saturday, the same as anybody else. I wanted to drive home as quickly as possible. And I suppose it was the feeling that many Kerry fans have. And I want to credit those Kerry fans who did go. I mean, a lot of people having a bit of a laugh and tongue-in-cheek about where we were and where we're not. But, I mean, this is to the people who did go. This is to the people who keep going, keep showing up and the whole lot. And a lot of Kerry fans do show up. Maybe not in massive numbers, but look, they were there to support this team. And I suppose it's easy for people to bitch and moan about how far away the game is and what time it is on and how expensive it is to become, how inconvenient it is, I mean, how dull the football is, how bad your tickets are. The list just goes on and on. I mean, we could complain forever about it. But the game hasn't changed for Kerry people. I mean, generations of Kerry people have always travelled up. They went on the ghost train, for God's sake. I mean that wasn't quite an easy thing to do and the whole lot. And I suppose the thing about it, I feel very strong about it, is that there's been generations of Kerry players in Croke Park over the last 100 years. They've won and they've lost and they've drawn and they've left games behind them, the whole lot. But you still kind of go out and you're gracious about it. And look, it hurts, it's the whole lot. But what got me, I suppose, really angst over it is the whole lot. The amount of people having pots at our players, at our management, at the people behind the scenes, on Facebook, on social media, on Twitter. We saw Aidan O'Shea last week about it as well. But I mean, in recent times, I think we're losing what makes us Kerry people. You know, I mean, we were always that bit gracious, and I mean, we have touched a little bit here. We've mentioned our man, fair play to the whole lot. But I think there's too many people now wanting to sit at home, not go to the game. Everybody has an opinion, there's no problem there. But I mean, when your opinion crosses to disrespect of players who, you know, they've given up their lives, they've given up family outings, I mean, it's untold what those players have gone through. And they're sitting at home this evening with their families, and their families have to sit inside in Croke Park and listen to the abuse dished out on the players. And it isn't nice abuse. I mean, it's bad enough coming from the opposition players, but it's coming from Kerry people. It's just not right. And just the last thing, we went to Croke Park this week, and I went with my son and my wife and the whole lot, not because we wanted to win the whole lot. It was the experience. I remember going there when I was a small kid, 10 years old, and off we went in Jack O'Shea and the whole lot.
It's a tradition.
And the tradition is about it's about the winning and the losing and taking it on the chin when you don't win and getting out and getting back to it. And the players will be going back to their clubs the next number of weeks. And I really hope people will show a bit more respect about it, because I mean, what they give up is unreal. I mean, it's easy for us. I mean, we go to the odd match and we have an opinion on it and a whole lot, and people like to tune in and a whole lot. But when we're not giving our opinions, they're still back out in Corns doing laps and inside in the gym and the whole lot. So there's an awful lot to think on that. We'll take a quick commercial break, because I didn't think I was going to go that far on that. Oh, geez, I'm like John Kennedy now. Am I going so Kerry? We'll take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Well, we're just talking to the lads here off air, and we've had about 440 comments this evening, and we divide them into three heaps. We divide them into the ones you wouldn't read at all.
Tarny.
The tarny ones. No, the tarny ones we read. Right. So we're going to finish on a couple of good ones, because you know what, I suppose people out there have a bit of humour as well. Some people are looking to hire an Icelandic dentist. Now, I had to explain that to Liam Brosnan listeners off the air, because he didn't know what that meant. But fair play to John Kennedy, he understood it. A couple more people looking for Jack Barry back in the team. Come back, Jack, all is forgiven, which is fantastic as well. But I'm going to finish on this one, okay, from North Kerry. And as I said, we don't get too many positive calls from North Kerry, John Kennedy, but here we go. Hi lads, everyone in Kerry is sad about the result. My heart breaks for the team especially. One thing that bothers me a lot, the amount of abuse to these lads on social media, especially the abuse to David Clifford. I've grown up kids myself, and honestly it's embarrassing and upsetting to see these comments. What kind of support is that? Someone will have to address this. A North Kerry supporter, great programme as always. And I think that's the message we will end on tonight. Nobody died. We lost the game. We've lost lots of games down the track. The players, the effort, the amount of time they put in, nobody should have any right to question what they do. And we will be back, because that is Kerry football. We will be back. We'll be back out in the field tonight. And after the break, we're going to have the Kerry Minor Football Championship draw.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry. Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Now, you're very welcome back to Terrace Talk, of course, and we're going to be talking about Keane's Super Value, Kerry Minor Football and Kerry Minor Hurling. Of course, a big draw on this evening, and loads of, I suppose, budding coaches and a whole lot of selectors out there. And I'm delighted to be joined by Gary Murphy, the Minor Competitions Coordinator, Joe Costello, of course, the Coaching Officer, Peter Kane of Keane's Super Value, and Colm O'Brien, the Hurling GDA Officer. Are you GDAs or GD something else now?
GDC, no.
What's the C about?
Games Development Coordinator. Games Development Coordinator.
And again, and your coordinator, good stuff. Well, before we coordinate anything, we'll skip quickly across to Killarney and we'll get the show of betting for the 7:25 race. Now, as I said, we have the hurling and the football draw for the Keane's Super Value. Delighted to have Peter Keane here, of course. I suppose a sponsor in many ways. I suppose a minor player at one stage. Peter, I suppose you went through that circle up to manager all the way up to the top. Hugely involved in it. It's an age group that still within our community means an awful lot.
For sure, yeah, Donal. It's great to be involved in it. I suppose I as a sponsor through Keane Super Value and I suppose the Centre and Owen Farn Four, we've been involved in this in the best part of 20 years of sponsoring both the minor leagues and championships in football and hurling within the county. So we're delighted to be honoured and associated with that. And it's amazing when I mentioned that we're nearly 20 years doing it. This year we're celebrating 30 years in business. And actually, in 2 weeks' time, we're 30 years old, and at the end of the month, end of August, we're having a bit of a celebration day to bring that to life. But yes, we're delighted to be involved. Minor football and hurling, I suppose, it's great. I would love if they stayed at the 18 grade, and that's probably a personal thing. But I think it's fantastic, because there's lots of divisions, there's lots of games played. If I even go back a few years, Maureen O'Shea, when she was PRO at the time, she worked really hard to improve the lot and improve, I suppose, the marketing of it, and it has been very, very good, and I'm delighted and thrilled to be involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Is it 30 years already since you went up the road to Clark and opened the shop, is it?
It is, it's 30 years, yeah.
God almighty.
Time moves on.
It really does, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How's the shop going in Farn 4?
Going well. Pather's generally over there, and he's running that show, and cutting his teeth over there, so he's getting on well. And Barry then is behind in Killargan with us. Barry normally does these draws of late, and he's involved with the Listroy Keel under 15s tonight. They have their own game, so he's his own thing, and I was pulled out of the bed and sent in here.
Fair pleasure. You've been relegated now. You've been pushed back.
Maybe I'm being promoted.
All right. Oh, God almighty. The face of Keane Super Value, Peter Keane. Listen, we'll come back to you, Peter, in a while. The hurling draw, Cullum O'Brien. You might take us through the scientific bit first.
I will, Donald. So we're going to do two draws tonight. So our first one, as we have 10 teams competing, is for our preliminary quarterfinals, and there are four clubs in the cup for that. So we'll draw that out first, and then we'll make our quarterfinal draw proper in thereafter.
Okay, super. So yourself and Peter will share the job on that.
Yeah,
for Peter, sure. You know all these places in North Kerry, surely?
You can be sure I do. There are too many places I don't know.
Good stuff. Right, so off we go, Cullum. How are we doing?
Off we go. Abbey Dorney Causeway.
And they're at home too.
Fireys?
My God.
One of my own clubs now.
Absolutely. Good ice cream back there too now.
Yeah. Kilmiley.
Kilmiley. Thank you. James McCarthy's gang. They've been ready to rock and roll.
They're at home.
Kilgarvan.
Bit of a trip for Kinmare, Kilgarvan, all the way up to Larry. Good. They've done it before, I'd say.
Super. So now with that, we will draw. So the way we've worked in the last couple of years is, I suppose, to offer some of our more emerging clubs and clubs after the rounds of our county league. So maybe that finished just outside our top four. So to offer them a bit of an advantage in the quarterfinal, these clubs will be named out home.
Home advantage.
And then we'll put in our four-seeded teams according to our county league results, and there'll be a way to face them then.
Fantastic. It's nice to see emerging clubs come through the hurling section as well, and it's a nice touch to give the home advantage. So where are the home teams coming from?
So if you work away there.
Preliminary winners two,
that is Kilmiley versus Kinmare Kilgarvan.
Yep.
St Brendan's,
I have to travel either to Kinmare or Kilgarvan or out the road to Kilmiley.
Preliminary winners one.
Oh, another home advantage. God almighty, Fires could be at home, Peter, if they beat Abbey Dorney Causeway.
Ballyhaig.
You and me put in our four seeded teams now.
The four city teams, so they're all going to end up playing each other as
so our four seeded teams now, and Peter will draw away, and there will be away to the teams that were just drawn out there.
Oh yes, absolutely.
So in quarter final one, awaiting to play the winners of preliminary round two,
we Crott O'Neill's.
So that's either Kilmiley or Kinmare Kilgarvan versus Crott O'Neill's.
Yep.
Tralee Parnells are away to St Brendan's.
Ballyduff
will be away to the winners of Abbey Dorney Causeway or Fieries. And finally,
Lixnaw.
Ballyhaig are at home to Lixnaw. And those fixtures will be issued out through Cushton Oak Secretary in the coming days, and the dates to follow.
Fair play, absolutely. Plenty of hurling going on there, and we'll give all those out again. So just to run through fairly quickly again, quarter final two is going to be the winners of the preliminary round, which basically is either Kilmiley versus Kinmare Kilgarvan, and they will be at home to Crotta. St Brendan's are at home to Tralee Parnells, and then the preliminary winners of the first one drawn out, which was Abbey Dorney Causeway, who are actually home to Fieries, and the winners out of that will end up at home again playing Ballyduff, and then Ballyhaig will play Lixnaw. Fair play, plenty hurling, and the fixtures will come out in due time.
They will, of course. Yeah.
All games to be won tonight,
absolutely. So as Peter was saying there, the amount of teams involved across our leagues and championship
you can imagine these players are extremely busy at the minute. So
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, yeah, a lot depends on those kids. I mean, some of them are probably playing up from 15 to 17 as well, I suppose.
They are, and to be fair, look, it's probably nothing new to them, but between the school systems and everything else, a dual player is the same as low as it is with the school, and you know they're fantastic at finding ways to manage their time, and they're much better than I ever was at that age. But they really do. They make it work, and the clubs working together as well makes it happen too.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Listen, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back. We'll chat with you for a couple of minutes. We'll do the race at 7:25 and then we'll do the football draw just around 7:30, which is just about maybe 17 minutes away. Okay? We'll take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now we're in the build up to the Keane's Super Value Kerry Minor football draw, which will take place just around, I suppose, maybe 7:30, okay, because we have a race to come in the meantime as well. Also been joined here by Gary Murphy, Minor Competitions Coordinator. A lot of coordinators around. What's that mean, Gary?
I suppose getting the fixtures out, and basically that's it, and make sure the games are played and the competitions run off in time there and everything like so. We're busy there now. The last few months we started there with the Minor County League. We said the start of the year, February, March, April, and then we had a bit of a break then, and we're back in it now again. We've the semi-finals of the club championship tonight, so we'll be busy again next Monday night. We should have 10 finals next Monday night in the club championship, and then we're doing the draw now, obviously, for the county championship, and that's the start on the 5th of August there. So we're giving districts 2 weeks maybe trying to get together, you know, get a few challenge games played, and get their teams together and stuff. So that's why we have the 2 week break there. Mm-hmm.
And before we go into draw, it's a group stage like it was last year, which was quite successful in the sense that a lot of clubs, particularly district clubs as well, I suppose, in a sense they got a number of games before it got kind of serious maybe.
That's it, yeah. Like this year now, I suppose we have the most clubs we have had in a long time. We have 8 clubs in it this year and 7 districts, so we're breaking it down into, there'll be 4 groups, and there'll be 3 groups of 4 teams and 1 group with 3 teams in it. Each team will get a home game, an away game, and we're in the neutral venue then.
Mm-hmm. With a lot of clubs kind of hanging out in the sense that they're surviving on their own and we're going to update it at the moment, There must be a pile of development going on within clubs to kind of retain players to play at this level.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, like they are, you can see it, and each club is striving. You can see all the time there's improvement in every aspect of it there, and we were at the finals there, myself and Peter there and Joe, finals there, throughout there, and you can see that all the clubs there, they are putting in massive effort, like, though, which is great to see, like, though, in regards. Mm-hmm. And it is great to see a lot of new clubs there now out on their own there, first time this year, like, and it is great to see that happening as well, like, though, for clubs, like, though. Mm-hmm. The reward there, I suppose, for coaches all from under 8 all the way up when they come in, like, there. So that's great to see, like, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, the back end of last year as well, Joe, I mean, we had that fantastic final between East Kerry and North Kerry. We had 2 outstanding semi-finals as well, because I remember we covered one of them live, the one between North Kerry and Austin Saxon, went to extra time, and it was a fierce dram and the whole lot. It's a competition that at the back end of it, when the top teams get together, there's little enough between some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Dol, we're delighted with the format in the last couple of years. Okay, you can argue that the district boards, some of them may be quite strong, but you already referenced the 2 semi-finals last year. Mm-hmm. You know, Austin Stacks put in a huge effort out in Abbey Dorney that night, and we're very unlucky to come away defeated. But no, it's brilliant. It's very good. Like Gary said, there's a lot of clubs coming in here now, so it'll offer them a different challenge. It's obviously exposing more players to, I suppose, the top level competition in Kerry at minor, and it finishes our county season program well. The timing actually works out quite well, because they're sort of back at school by the time the final comes around, then they're back into their school's football then.
Mm-hmm. Peter, remember your minor days, Joe?
I do. Like the run of yesterday.
Mary's won everything, of course, did they?
We did not. We were beaten in a county minor league final by Kinmare many, many years ago in Beaufort.
There was a certain Mr. O'Shea on their team, was there?
There would have been, yeah. His father, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Come here to me. I mean, we're all clubmen. We love playing for the club. We love playing, I suppose, if we get to the county and the whole, it's a different animal. But playing with the club, particularly, I suppose, St. Mary's at the time, there was a talented enough bunch of players came through, didn't there?
There was, but I suppose you were always working through ages as well, John. You'd have the 18, the 17, the 16, the 15. You'd even have under 14s playing, and you know. But it was great to create a bond with players, and obviously then if you can keep those players playing and bring them through at a senior level, it's even better, you know.
Mm-hmm. Has it changed much now? I mean, you're obviously looking back 30 years at a shop in Clarnock, but people are on about the style of play, the way it's different. It's a more competitive beast now in minor football, particularly in the club, than maybe it was back in our day.
Well, there might be maybe a touch more fitness, and obviously weights and things are starting to come in at that level. But by and large, they're still playing football, you know. And I suppose the beauty with minor football is that it's not taken away by sweepers and things, you know. So they're playing football and they're kicking the ball rather than going backwards and sideways, you know.
A lot of questions earlier, Joe. Thank God you weren't here, because you have piled them. But the coaching aspect of the whole lot, I mean, a lot of people kind of maybe with a big question mark coaching, but there's an awful lot of work going on in the background in coaching. I mean, obviously I was there on Saturday above in Kerry, watching Kerry South at the under-14s, two very well turned out teams playing fantastic football. I mean, people have this perception that football has died a death, but at this younger level, I mean, it there's where all the flair seems to be.
Yeah, absolutely, Donal. Like, you've already referenced the work at squad level. Obviously, one of the things that we would feel, Donal and I and the GDECs, is that when guys are coming into squads, we're sort of polishing the diamond. These guys are made and fabricated in their clubs by their club coaches. And so when fellas get onto squads, yeah, it is a nice part of the journey. It's only one part of it. The big thing is, you know, they've got to realise that it's a big step up to play the likes of minor, under 20 and senior, as Peter would know, but you're exposing them to that level. But I would always say that all the groundwork is done in the clubs, and there is some very good work going on in a lot of clubs and district boards as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see, you referenced there in the minor county championship the last few years, there's been some districts have produced some really good teams, you know, over the last couple of years. Look at South Kerry, you know, it's well documented about the issues that South Kerry have from a demographic point of view, but that was a fantastic under 21 team. Mm-hmm. And they gave Austin Sachs a right good run for it. So
if they did give him 1-6 lead at the start, maybe they were fairly generous at different stages, but it was a fantastic game. Colm, lest we forget the hurling, I mean, obviously it's the same. I mean, the hurling county championship at minor level as well, for a lot of them, I mean, it's probably the elite area where they're going. I mean, and clubs get behind them, and it's lovely to see more emerging teams. I mean, look, obviously Fieries, for me, I mean, I know Fieries and Rathmore to another extent are a club out the road for me as well, that are doing fantastic work. But how important is it for those clubs to be able to compete with the traditional strengths of Kilmaily and Ballyhaig and Ballyduff?
Yeah, I think it's massively important, Donal, and you know, it's something that we probably try to reflect in the games programme as much as possible, in the sense that, you know, your district competitions are great, but look, we know we don't have as many hurling or anywhere near that clubs in Kerry as we do football, so we need to, I suppose, cut our cloth to measure. And even with our Go Games programme, you know, every couple of rounds, it's an all-county blitz, as opposed to just staying and playing your local neighbours, be that East Kerry or Kinmare, Kilgarvan or North Kerry. It's just that variety there. But just showing those teams in our minor championship now, you know, obviously Parnell's are on the road, what, 10 or 12 years now, but the Fieries are doing fantastic work, you know, and they've made it all the way to minor, I suppose, you know, on their own as a standalone club, and that's huge. Kinmare, Kilgarvan always have a huge tradition of hurling. They just returned from Waterford there a couple of weeks back with the Division 4 or 5 Shield, I think, in the Fela, which was a fantastic achievement as well, you know. So look, hurling is always going to be there, and these competitions, for me, I suppose, are really, and Peter referenced it, it's about keeping players involved. And you know, if we have one-sided competitions, that's a sure way of making sure that they'll find the exit door, I suppose. So we want to keep them involved, and that's why our competition, our draw, might have been a little bit more complicated than the football one might be, but it's how we're working it this year, I suppose, with the view of keeping as many players involved in the competitions as competitive for as long as we can.
Complicated is good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
It is.
The people that understand it know exactly what's happening. We'll go straight across for the 7:25 in Clarnie.
From the sidelines to the stand, Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
So there you go, all the racing out of the way. The next race, of course, is 7:55, and we will be bouncing over there at just about 7:45 for the show betting with Ivan and the whole lot. But now let's get to the serious part of the Keane Super Value Minor Football Championship draw. We've done the hurling one. We'll let you know what happened there at the end of the show as well. But last year's final, obviously, East Kerry were the winners. They beat North Kerry 2-10 to 13 points, and we referenced earlier those two fantastic semi-finals where St. Kieran's lost out to East Kerry. And North Kerry Kerry just about beat us the Sacks in extra time. Now, we have 15 teams, Gary. Before we go into the draw and just the format of the draw and the whole lot, you might explain that to the listeners.
I will indeed. Basically, we have four groups there. There'll be three groups with four teams in it, and one group will have three teams in it. And the top two teams in each group go into the County Cup competition, and the rest of the teams then go into quarterfinal of the Shield competition. So basically, it's a simple enough like format like that there. And I'll just go through the teams there. We have 15 teams. We have Austin Stacks, Kamir Shamrocks, Ratmore, Killarney Legion, Dr. Crokes, Long Rangers, John Mitchells, Billy McElligott, South Kerry, North Kerry, Mid Kerry, East Kerry, West Kerry, St. Brendan's and St. Kieran's. That's our 15 teams.
Okay. Yeah. 8 clubs, 7 districts.
That's it, yeah.
Indeed. Fantastic. Great. That's 15 in a men's language. And it's 4 groups, and there's going to be 4, 4, 4 and 3 in group 4. And I'll ask, I suppose, Mr. Peter Keane to draw the first team out.
And start here.
Fair play.
St. Kieran's.
St. Kieran's. I was over on holidays and I was told they were going to win it.
Good man.
Don't meet a lot of people in holidays, actually.
Were they on training camp?
You'll be surprised.
Killarney Legion.
Killarney Legion. A team that never went on training camp, Peter.
Not with me, anyway. Kenmare Shamrocks.
Kenmare Shamrocks.
Austin Stacks.
And Austin Stacks. A lot of work going on there. So that's group one. So group one, St. Kieran's, Killarney Legion, Kenmare Shamrocks and Austin Stacks. 3 clubs, 1 district. Group two, Peter.
Ratmore.
Ratmore, up the road.
East Kerry.
East Kerry, the neighbours.
Keeping it local there.
All the neighbours even.
North Kerry.
North Kerry, not neighbours. A repeat of the final of last year, isn't it? Different players possibly.
Billy McElligott.
And Billy McElligott, a club that are entering everything lately, minors, under 20s and the whole lot. So group two, quickly, Ratmore, East Kerry, North Kerry, Ballymac, 2 clubs, 2 districts. Group three, Peter.
Mid Kerry.
Mid Kerry. You know them well, do you?
I do. And even better, South Kerry.
South Kerry, oh my God. If that's in Lone Rangers, they'll all get an ice cream in Canes, will they?
St. Brendan's.
St. Brendan's. Joe Costello's delighted. We'll see a bit of countryside, Joe.
West Kerry.
And West Kerry, oh my God, you'll see a lot of countryside. That's a good group. 4 districts. Mid Kerry, South Kerry, St. Brendan's, West Kerry. And group 4 will have 3 teams in it. Off you go, Peter.
Dr. Crokes.
Dr. Crokes.
Lone Rangers.
Lone Rangers, another one of Peter Keane's teams.
And John Mitchells.
And John Mitchells. There we go. So quickly through group one, we have St. Kieran's, Killarney Legion, Kamir Shamrocks, Austin Stacks. Group two, we have Ratmore, East Kerry, North Kerry and Ballymac. Group three, our favourite group, Mid Kerry, South Kerry, St. Brendan's and West Kerry. And group four, which only has 3 teams in it, is Dr. Crokes, Lone Rangers and John Mitchell. And just to be safe, Gary, the top 2 teams are through to the
quarterfinal.
And
then the team in third and fourth go to the Shield quarterfinal.
Okay, so basically every team will have 3 games to decide where they're going, and we'll have a 4th game.
Yeah, we'll have a 4th game, yeah, indeed, yeah.
Fair play. Is it too early yet to call who's the strongest teams out there, Joe Costello?
Yeah, probably is. I think with the additional clubs, it might throw off the kilter off some of the districts. Like, for example, this year now, you have 3 teams that were part of the 3 clubs that were part of the East Kerry minor team last year that aren't this year. They're gone. They're all in Ratmore, Legion and Crokes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously in North Kerry, there's no club team from North Kerry in it, so they're quite strong. And maybe your tip on St. Kieran's mightn't be a bad one either.
We'll throw you were on there maybe. Peter, you were obviously at the game on Saturday. What were your takeaways from it?
I travelled on Saturday, myself and my good friend Sean McMonagall. We headed away on the road Saturday, and not alone did we take in Saturday, but we stayed above and we took in Sunday as well. So we had a good weekend of football.
I'm going to end with that. I say a good weekend of football. I'm nearly scared now to ask him the next question. What are your takeaways from the game? A lot of people on about the amount of chances we created and missed and the whole lot. Would that be a fair comment?
I suppose, Donal, having been there and not that long departed, I suppose I've been very conscious over the last 3 years not to be commenting
that wouldn't say I wouldn't have an opinion on it, but I just have been conscious not to do commentary on it. Equally, I suppose, when I took over, Eamon Fitzmaurice hadn't been commenting either, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's probably a very good thing. So,
And that's fair. How about if I change the question a small bit? I mean, obviously, I suppose the players, you know, they lost the semi-final. You had a team that they lost the semi-final. What's the kind of hurt, and maybe take us back to maybe that time when they lost the semi-final to Tyrone? I mean, what are the players going through this evening? I mean, a lot of people out there think it's fair common to have a bit of a slaggy match about them, the whole lot. But what work goes into it, and the time and the energy? You've seen that from the inside, obviously.
Well, look, I would, and obviously, look, you take this team that's I'm gone from 3 years ago, like, you know, to still the team I built, you know, from the time I went in late 18. There is obviously huge hurt because you have serious expectation and you're going up with a plan and you're planning for 2 weeks without getting carried away and getting ahead of yourself, but you have to have that focus. The players will obviously be very, very down. But, you know, it's a question of how do they respond to that now. They'll be down. They'll take a week. Then your club championships will probably be starting in the next week or two, and they'll work their way into that. But there will be hurt, you know. But, like, there's plenty of players there. Were they far away? No, you know.
Absolutely. Come here, club championship. It's only around the corner as well. It's one of those kind of exciting things that, I suppose, in many ways with the split season when we spoke about it before, and remember when you were manager and you were saying that there kind of had to be some kind of a break or a gap. You kind of argued about where it should be or the whole lot. But, I mean, these players have given so much. I know in the space of 2 weeks they're going to be expected to lead their clubs.
My view at the time, and to still be the view, I don't particularly agree with the split season. I think you have clubs that started last January and they're still going to be going next December, so it's all year for them, and I think it compounds it in with your county player. If you go back to where it had been in the past, where you had you were running concurrent, I thought that ran well. The difficulty now is because they're running the inter-county game up until July. You're unable to do that. But, you know, even if you take the bigger picture, we're cramming the inter-county thing, putting more pressure on, there's more injuries, there's more issues going on there. And you take the headlines on the paper on Sunday morning, they were about the Irish rugby team. So we're actually selling ourselves, and we're like a shop that's closing down in a half day when there's plenty of business there for the rest of the day, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're taking the focus away from our product, basically, I suppose, over the course of a year when we could have that window in September.
We are, and I suppose even take, I don't know, Joe, when is the club championship starting?
2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' time?
Week,
so
yeah.
That's being brought forward by 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you
by
take,
a week, yeah.
So you have clubs now that were probably, players were maybe taking an extra week. They were going to maybe miss the first game, and now they're scrambling to try and get those guys home, and like it's certainly difficult. So I wouldn't be a fan of the split season, but I think that has to start at the top, where you stretch the inter-county game out to September, because I think it's ridiculous what we're giving up.
Mm-hmm. Are you inviting us all to your big 30 year bash, are you?
Everybody is welcome.
Where is it?
It's on in the shop. It'll be on the shop and the last Monday in August.
Will you have a little satellite one out in Ferncorn, or you have to go to Clonagh?
We'll worry about that in time. We're only in there a year and a half.
Absolutely. Doing a great job there as well. Still buying my coffee. Thanks very much, Peter. We will let you escape. Fair play. I never got as much talk out of Peter Kane in my whole life. This is fantastic. There's a vacancy there with Liam and John. You'd fill in there the odd time, would you?
No comment.
Good stuff. I wouldn't expect any other comment. Fair play to Peter Kane. Listen, we will shoot across to Ivan for the show of betting for the 7:55 race.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, Gary and Peter have exited in a hurry. Of course, they're work done. But I've kept on Joe Costlow, the coaching officer, and I've Colm O'Brien, the hurling GDC officer as well. Just, I suppose, a couple of questions that you've seen that they're here. Joe, the club championship, we lost, we're out, and all of a sudden we're thinking about club.
Yeah, no rest for the wicked, though.
Absolutely. Does it get you had dates set, but now you kind of move them into kind of a closer window, or how does that work?
What we in the CCC would have done is obviously have, as Kerry were progressing, we were making plans. So we obviously had plans based on Kerry coming through the last day and obviously Kerry not coming through. The big disadvantage, outside of the obvious of not getting Sam Maguire, is in Munster, if you get to the All-Ireland final, you get a bye in the first round of the Munster club. So that gives us an extra 2 weeks. So because we haven't made the All-Ireland final now, we will be into the draw. We could still get, because no Munster team has made the football final, we could still get a bye in them, but there's a possibility we won't, so we'll have Kerry representatives in the first round of Munster.
So that rules out the people sitting at home saying, oh God, why don't you give them 3 weeks break or 4 weeks break? It's actually now we're back into the draw in Munster, and one of those teams, the junior club champions, could be drawn in the first round in Munster, and that window's just tightening us.
Yeah, exactly, and particularly on the fact that we have two football championships, and we have group stages obviously in the club championships. I think it's fair to say that the club championships have been a big success over the last number of years, and so we're starting with them. We're starting on Saturday week, the 27th, and we'll start with the senior and intermediate, so they'll start first. Obviously with the senior, we've only two groups, and in the intermediate before. The reason, Donal, why we can't start with the junior premier and junior is because both of those competitions have a lot more impact with crossing over with the hurling championship. Mm-hmm. Obviously we're down to the final four now in the hurling. So that's just the reason why the junior premier and junior haven't started.
And I think that's the right way. I mean, you're talking about dual players, you can't be burning them out. You're giving them the time that they need. And of course, talking about the other side of the dual coin. Big news in the hurling front coming in?
Absolutely, Donal, yeah. So in the last, I suppose, 5 days to a week, CBS to Green, who've been doing tremendous work here in Tralee, and obviously working with players from all parts of Tralee and North Kerry. It looks like their application to play Harty Cup Hurling, which is under 19 Munster Colleges A, so the equivalent competition to Corny Free, it looks like that has been approved for the coming year, so that's a big boost for hurling in the county.
That certainly is a huge vote of confidence for the school and what they've done. And let me know, because when I drive in every Monday night, I don't know how many weeks of the year I drive in, there's up to nearly 100 people inside in the green on that nice little astro, and sometimes they're over in the athletics field as well, and they're all hurling and they're all doing, and the fruit of that labour is this.
Absolutely, and I suppose what you wouldn't see then and you couldn't see is there's probably another 40 first years in the hall.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so it's fantastic, and just even the environment that the school have built there, you know, to Monday's hurling night, and that's it, hurling afternoon, hurling evening, whatever it is, it's Monday and everybody knows where they're at and on they go. But yeah, it's testament to the work that's been going on, and obviously the number of pupils coming in from the traditionally strong clubs in North Kerry has had a huge effect on that. But the school have had the ambition to move it on another step, and you know, we all look forward to that year ahead now, where we've Harty Cup hurling hopefully coming to Kerry. Hopefully we'll have a home game or two in that.
So Monday night is training night, 3 CPS, and it's Terrace Talk night. And the 27th is the date, the first date for the seniors and the intermediates. And if you're out there and you're Premier Junior or Junior, you have another week's grace.
Exactly.
Fair play. We have it all off now, haven't we? Thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate you coming in.
Donal, just a quick one. Two things. Number one, I think this man beside me, Cullum, plays down his role. So I think both Cullum and Giles are doing a huge amount of work with the schools and the clubs in Kerry. And also, I want to thank you for hosting the draws tonight, and also to Peter, obviously 30 years in Killoglan and 20 years been a proud supporter of Kerry GAA. So thanks to Peter and all the kids.
Jeez, that was fantastic, isn't it? Chairman in the making, maybe, is it? Good stuff. Thanks very much, guys. We'll take a break. There you go. That was tonight's show, Terrace Talk, on a night when we didn't get across the line and we're not preparing for an All-Ireland final, something we haven't done in a number of years. But we'll certainly bounce back. There's absolutely nothing to worry about on that front. The Kerry Minor Football Championship draw and the hurling draw, Keane's Super Value sponsor. The draws are there. We'll get them up online later on as well. They'll be on Kerry J as well. And as you heard here first as well, congratulations to Tralee CBS, who will be playing Harty Cup hurling in September, I suppose, when they get going.